You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I switched Bobby's painting and your painting to Darling, your pure gold, because that's more you and that's more you.
Yeah, yeah.
How great is that? For real. I think that art is so cool looking. Kosuke Miyagi. Shout out to Kosuke Miyagi. Hi. Hi. I'm saying hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
No, but where's yours?
Kosuke doesn't want to draw me.
I'll be honest. He didn't want to draw your face. You're complex, your face, though.
It's gross. He couldn't draw gross.
No, you're very handsome.
Handsome. I called him. I said, Kosuke, where's mine? And he literally was like,
Oh, he's Asian?
Kosuke Miyagi? No, he's from Puerto Rico.
No,
he's seriously, he's Puerto Rican.
I played with a guy on Warzone. His name is Yamakasi.
Yamaha?
Yamakasi. Yamakasi's his name.
Yamakasi.
So I thought he was Japanese. And then for like 3 weeks, eventually I said, so what part of Japan? He goes, no, man. I'm Bangladesh, man.
Oh, Bangladeshian.
So I go, what's a Yamakasi then? I've been going, hey, Kokeno Yamakasi on the war zone. Mm-hmm. Hide behind the wall, Yamakasi. You know, and then.
Get down, Kamikaze.
Yeah, but now it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
It's okay. Bangladeshian people are named Yamakasi. Yamakasi.
Well, that's his gamer tag. So, you know,
bro.
You can make that up.
Well, yeah. What's your gamer tag? Bobby. It's Bobby Lee Live.
It's Bobby Lee Live.
Yeah. That's for everything.
You know what I love is that when playing, because on the screen, it'll say friend requests or followers.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm playing with all my guys, and then it'll say it.
Do you know – can you see how many people other people follow or follow other people?
No.
So you –
it just tells me all the notifications.
And you get off on that.
I get
Papa
hard.
Papa gets excited.
I get hard. Bing, so I'll be playing, and I got somebody, and it'll go bing, bing, bing. You know what I mean? You're getting –
and Papa gets excited, and then you get better.
And you know what I've also been doing is – this is great. What I've been doing is – so I'll be on Warzone with my friend, Raimi, and I'll be like, you want to play with somebody? He's like, let's just play a duo. I go, no, let's find a fan.
That's cool.
So I'll go to my messages, and I get hundreds of messages, and people will go, Slep King, or you know what I mean? I'm a big fan of Bad Friends. Can we play? You know, I'm really good. This is my KD, and I've won – you know, 500 times.
What's
whatever.
KD? My kill to death rage. I figured it out.
And then I'll be like they're really good, right?
Yeah.
So then when we play, they're not good. Do you know why?
Because they're nervous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, okay, well,
bye.
You had your chance. And they'll be, but I was nervous. My hands are sweaty.
What if I don't? You got to be nice.
No, I go, bye bye. Because you have to deliver under pressure.
What if the guy killed himself because of you?
Yeah, there's one guy named Ben Riley. He's a nice kid.
Rest in peace.
English. He's not dead. But
not yet.
But
not yet.
He messaged me. Hey, can you – he keeps messaging me. Can you give me another shot?
No.
Ben. You got to hit the ball.
You got to hit the ball,
bud.
It's T-ball, Ben.
It's T-ball, yeah.
You just got to swing, bud.
You got to step up and you have to – fulfill your destiny.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You have to become the person that you're supposed to become.
Yes.
And if you can't...
The bar's here. It's
right
very
here.
Low. You just got to feel that.
You kind of have to just step right over it.
Right. So, but I love when they get nervous because when they die right away, they go, I don't know what happened. I go, what happened? I don't know what happened either.
What happened was...
Yeah.
You fucked up.
But this kid, Raimi, that I play with...
He's good.
The reason why I like him, though... is he kept messaging me, and I go, let's play. This happened when I first started playing. And he, for some reason, he's 21-year-old kid from Georgia, and now everyone loves him. He's friends with everybody now.
Yeah.
And he stepped up.
Is it because of his skill level or also because he's fun to engage with?
He's very polite.
But does he talk shit like everyone talks shit?
He tries to, but he doesn't have the chops.
Does he have a strong southern accent?
Yeah, but he'll try to do jokes.
He'd be like, man, this is like cowabunga, man.
And then we'll be like, cowabunga? What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, man, we're radical. Yeah. We're being radical out here, man.
Hey, man.
Is it
Bobby was molested, man?
He was molested by a guy with Down syndrome, man.
Bobby, remember when he ate poop?
Yeah, yeah. And
remember when he ate poop?
But it'll be like in a, you know what I mean, after we told somebody happy birthday. Right, right. I'll be like, hey, happy birthday, Jeremy. He's like, God damn, Bobby was molested, man. And it's like, the timing's not.
Is it Theo? Is this Theo? And is that who you're really playing with?
No, no, no.
By the way, Neil Brennan sent me a video on YouTube that came out a week ago.
What?
Theo's family. Theo Vaughn's family. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, yeah.
This is crazy.
I know his what his mom looks like. So
this is his whole family on YouTube. Right, yeah, look at this. This is Theo Vaughn's whole family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen it. I met the – oh, wait. That's his uncle in the red.
That's his uncle. Yeah, right there. That's Theo's uncle. There. And is that Theo's brother or dad on the couch?
That's his uncle, the guy in the red.
Right.
That's his mom right there in the blue.
Right.
So what are your names?
His brother.
Yeah.
He's off to the right.
Okay.
Yeah, and in a second, his brother will hide.
Who's this?
That's what his brother loves to do. He loves his brother loves to hide. He tells me all these stories growing up where his brother hides.
Years ago.
Watch the video.
He's like, my brother used to run and hide, dude. He gets so scared, man. He just run, lightning claps or even lawnmowers will do it.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Lorraine.
There's Lorraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his aunt.
And there's Timmy, his brother.
His brother Timmy.
And you guys grew up here in Odd, West Virginia.
So let me explain for people that can't see it that are listening at home. There was a video that Neil Brennan sent me.
Yeah.
This is called the Whitakers. It's the they quoted them as the most inbred family in the United States. They have the longest lineage of inbredness.
Right, right.
It's pretty brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Their eyes are like hammerhead sharks.
I know. But what I'm wondering is if that guy, the guy in the red, through time that happened. Because all he goes is...
Well, the dog barks and it influences his bark. So you see the dog go.
But he doesn't ever speak.
Yeah, he barked. He's dog talk.
Yeah, but he doesn't ever speak regular English. So what I'm wondering is, at 12, he was like, "Hello, my name is
came out British."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. "Hello, my name is Frank," or whatever, right? And then 22 is like, "Hello, my name is Frank."
And then 30,
and
he's
then
like,
30, over time, you think?
Yeah, developed. Well, dude, here's what's and I thought I shouldn't say anything about this because this is mean. But then they're not handicapped. This isn't making fun of disabled. This is just inbred. I mean, I think that's what happens when you inbreed too much.
That's what happens.
But I got to tell you, this is if this isn't a reason to not have sex with your brother or sister.
Yeah.
Watch 5 minutes of this. It's staggering.
What? Also, the lady right there.
Yeah.
Because she has one eye that goes that way.
Well, they all have eyes that go all the way.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine making love to her.
I did.
You have to keep going like this. You like that bit? What?
Hey, what's over there? What's
and
over
look
there?
Over to the side.
You just have to put mirrors all over so she keeps looking back at you.
Yeah. And then one eye is like, oh, it'll be very strange. I would have to just,
cover up.
Cover up my eyes.
Well, it has to be dark. But at first, I saw this video and I thought, this has got to be I thought this was a sketch. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
When he sent it to me, I go, someone's doing a comedy sketch.
Yeah. It's so funny because you didn't prep me on this.
Yeah.
Isn't it odd that I know?
They're
from Odd, Virginia.
How did you see it?
I just know about videos.
Something popped off. Yeah. Because it only came out a couple days ago. But Brennan sent it to me. And he
my
literally wrote
sent it to me.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. My brother likes to send me shit.
Brennan goes, "I don't know why I needed to send this to you.
Yeah.
But I had to.
Yeah.
And I watched. I was like, this is exactly what I
need.
But
what's
to
funny
see.
Is that what the other guy does, the guy at the end of the couch,
the guy that's sitting on the right.
Eventually,
here,
he'll walk out. Right.
Hold on. Let's scan through.
To make a sandwich or something.
Well, they all make
he
sandwiches.
He comes back in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he just starts to hide.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he hides away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He crawls somewhere.
Right.
Right. Maybe that's his thing.
Maybe they play an afternoon game of hide and go seek. I don't know what they're up to out there in Odd, Virginia. This is a very staggeringly sad picture, and it obviously is they're handicapped. I recant what I said before because I'm an idiot. But
it's not a fair picture, though.
What do you mean? The lighting is bad?
No, it's like that there was a point where that drool wasn't there.
No, that drool's always there.
No. There was a point where the drool was building.
Yeah.
Right? He could have taken that photo.
Right.
But he waited until it got to the precipice.
So you're saying
the
photographer exploited these guys?
A little
bit. I think this guy, when I looked on this video, they're exploiting this family for his sake of his documentary.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't show a lot of heart about it.
Yeah,
like, it's not like, he's kind of just like, look at how crazy. But by the way, beyond jokes, it is insane to think that 5 generations will have sex with their family.
Yeah.
5 decades of people were like, okay.
It's not fair because I'd have never been to Odd, Virginia.
I can,
or West Virginia.
I see it. I get it.
There might be. There's not. It's not as if there's like suicide girls walking around where you could tap them. There's probably only the Whitakers.
Okay, you're saying you're only as good as your options.
Well, the options aren't. Well, who are you going to fuck?
Not your family.
Yeah, but if there's no one around,
not your family.
I know, but just hear me
then
out.
Then you feverishly masturbate until
hear
you
me
die.
Out. Let's say I had a sister.
All right, we're gonna have to put music over this.
I'm just trying to play it out of my head.
Yeah, but look.
Let me just play it out of my head.
All right, here we are in Odd, Virginia.
No, we're in Tohoku, West Virginia.
No, okay.
It's a different Asian.
Yeah, it's an Asian community in West Virginia.
Right, West Virginia, right?
Tohoku, how do you do a Japanese? Tohoku, welcome, Virginia. It's a southern
Japanese. Welcome to
Tohoku, West Virginia.
West Virginia. Yeah, yeah. So.
Okay, so you're out there in West Virginia.
I'm at Tohoku, West Virginia. And I don't go to school.
Yeah.
There's no school.
No schools.
And the only families are the Lees, right? And the Jungs.
I know that. Yeah, the Jungs. Lees and the Jungs.
Yeah.
They're there. Yeah.
Right. But the Jungs only have boys.
All boys.
Yeah, are all boys. Oh. And the Lees have, my brother Steve now is a girl.
Yeah. What's
Stephanie.
Her? Stephanie.
Right.
Yeah, Stephanie Lee.
Right. And the Jungs, you know, I fucked everyone already.
In town or the
no,
or
just
your family?
The Jungs.
Oh, the Jung family.
I fucked the Jungs.
So the entire
the guys.
So Ken, Bob, Steve, Kevin, Mark,
Randy.
And Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
when you're done
for
that.
Some reason, Vladimir. There's a Vladimir.
He's like, I love to see you, Bobby.
Yeah. And then, you know, the only women around is my mom.
And the Jungs, Mrs. Jung.
Mrs. Jung. Oh, that's right, Mrs. Jung. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my sister Stephanie.
Right on. So after you knock out the moms.
At 33, I decided to drink some, you know.
Moonshine.
Not moonshine. What's the Japanese one?
Sake.
So I drink a little too much sake.
Yeah, it's having a night.
And I go, hey. I have to do an Asian southern kind of, hey. Hey, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, brother.
Yeah. Good night.
Okay. Close my door.
Close your eye. Good night. Right? And then an hour later, Stephanie? Stephanie?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm on top of you.
I just can't believe five.
I saw.
Okay, how about this, though? Yeah. Somebody had to know in the family the first time that they were like, ooh, that's bad.
Yeah.
But then one person went, it's not that bad.
Or
someone had to go, I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Because this is so many years of it.
Yeah.
This isn't the first fucking time. This is all the time. It's terrible.
It's so terrible. It's terrible. It's like,
and we're not being mean. Being inbred is gross.
It's so
fucking
gross.
Your family is fucking. It's isn't it illegal? Isn't it illegal?
I hope so.
Is incest illegal?
I hope it is.
Rudy, is incest.
Is incest illegal?
Somebody wrote, "Is it a crime?" Incest sexual relations between family members who are not spouses, formerly known as incest, is illegal across the U.S. because of the harm it can cause to family relationships. That's why? Family relationships?
Yeah.
No.
It should be about, you know, creating
brain damage.
Brain damage, yeah.
Incest often can be charged as a violation of a different law, such as child abuse, child molestation, rape, or statutory rape. But that's my thing.
Is bestiality illegal?
Yes. If animal fucking?
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is. Right, Rude?
I think so.
Is bestiality... That's beastly. That's illegal to watch. Oh, dude. And now my computer is going to be.
Yeah, you're getting flagged by the FBI.
Illegal? Is bestiality illegal? Notably, the legality of bestiality cannot be controlled from the federal level.
There we
go.
The
only relevant federal law is the sodomy law under the military code.
There we go.
So if you're in the military, you can't fuck animals.
Yeah, but.
They find a way. Yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
You can't be out there and
I think that there should be like a list of animals that you shouldn't fuck.
All of them.
Like if they die. Like if I fucked a gerbil, it would die.
Well, you couldn't do it. It wouldn't work.
Oh, I could make it work.
You'd put it in and go poof.
I know, but but you would die. That's why. You would implode.
Or to be like one of those, remember when we were kids and those little worm things you'd put over your finger, like the gel molds?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know those things from the store? They didn't have those in the Philippines. You probably use real animals as toys, didn't you?
No.
You chase an animal, beat it, and then they would just play with it all day?
Yeah. If there was an animal you had to have sex with, though.
Forced?
Yeah.
Probably sheep. I'm from Ireland. I think they do that shit all the time.
Yeah, sheep.
I think because it's soft.
Yeah.
And they're... Don't laugh at me.
Yeah.
I think because they're soft.
Yeah.
And even if they get upset, they're just like... Eh, 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 eh. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Eh.
For me, it would be panda.
Oh,
because they're so cute.
Well,
right?
I didn't even think this through.
And you could, because here's the thing. If I was having sex with an animal, I wouldn't want them to think, hey there.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody fucking me. Right? I wouldn't want them to think that.
You just want it to be a thing.
No, I don't want them to go, hey there.
Well, then if you fucked a big animal,
but
then they
would. What I would do with a panda is you give them a grade A bamboo.
Oh, like high-end.
They love to chew that shit.
Wagyu bamboo.
Right, so I'd be like, here's bamboo. Like, oh. They'd be like, hey there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, you know what I mean? And they'd be just so focused on.
But don't they get so fucked up from the eucalyptus? Is that eucalyptus? Is that pandas?
No, man.
Who eats eucalyptus?
Sloths.
Sloths. And they black out, right? They just pass
they
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get really fucking high.
This is a dark thing, but I don't know why I thought about this, but let's just pose bestiality. Just hear me out.
Oh.
Was a huge thing in the world.
What do you mean, like a normal
because
thing?
Right now there's probably seven dudes.
Who do it?
Yeah.
You're crazy. In New Zealand, apparently,
yeah.
A lot of farmers fuck sheep.
Okay, I don't want to know that, but let's just assume it's let's just assume it's 20 dudes.
Okay.
All right.
20
and
dudes.
And let's suppose now let's jack it up to 1 million dudes do it.
Okay, so it became like a normal thing.
It's kind of normal.
In
right?
some semblance of society.
Yeah, I think the one animal that would be completely just
off limits.
No, they would just be extinct.
Oh, because of it.
Because of it is the sloth.
Right.
Because they're so easy to catch.
They can't go anywhere.
They can't. I mean, because sloth, they go, well, sloths live in trees. How can you get them? Because I thought about this,
yeah.
Right? I don't know why I thought about this, but in Papua New Guinea, there's a lot of sloths, right?
I didn't know that.
There is, right?
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would go to Papua New Guinea. Right? And sloths, you don't know, I Googled this. I don't know why I researched this. But sloths, they come to the ground while they take a shit or they go to the bathroom.
I've seen this.
Right.
I've seen this in Costa Rica. They come to the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
So imagine a bunch of sloths in the tree, right? Where are you going, Johnny? And sloths like,
I gotta take a shit.
I'll be right back. And as soon as he lands,
get him!
50 dudes come out. They form a train.
Yeah.
Right? And then he trying to run away. Right? And he's like, and his buddies are going, run, Frankie! And Frankie's like, I'm trying to run. Right? And he gets on the tree. Right, he's already been raped 40, 50 times, right?
Yeah, dude.
And people are like jumping up and tagging him, right? And just ripping him.
Well,
right
as he goes
tree.
Up, the taller guys get to go.
Yeah, the taller guys, right? I mean, that would be a nightmare. They'd be extinct.
And then by the time he gets back up there, they're like, "Are you okay?" He's like, "It's fine."
Yeah,
what if they liked it? What animal's off limits? That's the real question.
Yeah.
Rudy, what's a big no-no? If it was normal, we're joking about it.
We're joking about it, and we
would
don't
never,
condone
it's
it.
Disgusting.
We don't condone it.
But if it was normal, what animal was a big? Who's the one? What's the one animal that you're like, no, you can't. They can't touch it.
Probably like small ones.
Like dogs.
No, yeah, I think
smaller.
She means smaller.
Oh, dogs are okay.
Yeah.
Well, if we're assuming that this is a real thing.
Oh, right. So dogs are okay.
Because people eat them already, so...
Yeah.
Right.
So what's the difference? So what's smaller dog? You mean like hamsters and gerbils?
Yeah.
Rabbit? Bunnies?
Yeah, bunnies.
But see, bunny would be so nice. It's so soft.
So soft.
Bestiality doesn't exist with women. I'm sure there's not one woman.
Oh, I've seen it.
What?
I've seen videos where a woman has blown a horse or has fucked a horse.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
I've seen videos like that back in the day, yeah.
That's got to be fake.
How do you – you think that these people went to ILM?
A horse?
They went to George Lucas's fucking company and went –
Horse
hey,
penises
you?
Are like 6 feet long. They're
there is a fucking documentary – just stop. Don't Google.
What a documentary. Horse penis size? Let's see.
Dude, you
20 inches.
You never saw.
That's the average is a foot and a half.
You never saw Zoo.
The movie Zoo?
There's a documentary called Zoo.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a businessman.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I don't know it.
Go put Zoo documentary. look, Zoo documentary.
Oh, wow. There it is.
Yeah.
2007 film called Zoo.
Okay, Zoo. Okay, so go to the image of that poster of the...
Of the horse.
Okay, if you look in the eye of the horse...
It's a naked woman.
It's a naked man.
Oh.
Okay.
Gross.
So the documentary about it is an actual incident where a man tells his wife, hey, I have a business convention in Washington. I haven't seen the documentary in a while, so I might get a couple of facts wrong.
Let's make up more stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But this is essentially what it is.
Sure.
And his wife and his daughter went, all right, you want us to go? Yeah. I'll get a hotel, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So while they're at the hotel, he goes to a farm because in the internet, there's a bestiality group that they get together.
What?
Yes.
This is...
Is this real?
So it's like a meet. It's like a Reddit thread for bestiality people?
Right.
What's going on today, horse fuckers?
His wife and his daughter is in a hotel,
uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's at a fucking farm with dudes from Japan... From Canada.
People fly all over the world to do this.
They come to
Who owns the farm that lets this happen?
The King Beast.
King Beast?
Yeah, the King Beast Man, right? The
His
King
name
Beast
is Man. Carl.
I guess Carl.
He's like, hey, welcome, fellas.
So what they do is they
hope you got your animal fucking shoes on.
You know that stirrup thing that they let the horse go up?
No.
Yeah, there's a thing where they put the horse on some sort of like.
And they lift it off the ground?
They lift it to do some, like, to clean it and stuff like that.
Maybe the horseshoes and stuff?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know horses. Horseman. Yeah.
But so they lift it in that thing, and then they take turns getting fucked by the horse.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they steer you need a bunch of guys there. To help steer the
dick. It's like a crane operator? It's like you need guys. Right. Back it up.
Right. And so they steer the dick in, right? So this has actually happened. So they do the session, right? Yeah. I don't know what they call it. You know what I mean?
I think it's sessions, right?
Sessions, right. Yeah. And I guess he goes to sleep there in the
you
barn.
You could sleep after
in
that?
In the barn. Yeah.
Did you get fucked by a horse?
Yeah.
You're not in agonizing pain? He passes out in the barn that he got sexed in.
No, what happens is, so while all his buddies are sleeping,
mm-hmm.
he goes, I'm going to get another go.
Oh, he wants one more go?
Yeah, but I don't want to wake anyone up. You know what I mean?
He wants to do it by himself.
I want to do it myself.
Idiot. Yeah, right. You always got to bring a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
The buddy system.
Right, it is buddy system. And I guess he goes to the barn and he tries to do it, and the horse penetrates him so hard, it punctures his stomach lining.
Oh!
And his organs and his stomach all came out of his asshole.
Yes.
And he died.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Right. And then what the police had to do is go to the hotel. And inform his wife and his daughter.
Okay.
What's that? I wouldn't be the police. I wouldn't be the police.
Yeah. Hello. It's 3:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry. Are you Mrs. Jefferson?
I am. Is something wrong at the?
Yeah. And you're the wife of Todd Jefferson?
Todd Jefferson. Yes, that's my husband, Todd Jefferson. What? Well, oh my God. Is he okay? Was he drinking again?
But no, there was an unfortunate incident.
Oh, my God, a DUI?
No,
Did he hit anybody?
No.
He's a terrible alcoholic, and I know that's a big vice of his, and we're trying to get him help, and good God, I hope he fixes his issues. Oh, God, did he hurt himself?
He was punctured by a horse dick.
What? I'm sorry?
Punctured by a horse dick.
He was punctured by... What are you saying to me, officer?
The dick. You know the horse... You know what...
He was driving drunk, and he hit a horse, and the horse penis killed him.
No, not necessarily, though. You know, do you know about the horse anatomy?
Of course, yes.
Horses have penises. I don't know if you know.
Sure,
that.
The males.
That penis of a horse.
Yes.
Punctured the stomach lining of your husband.
What was he doing near the horse of a penis of a horse?
He was stretching.
Oh, he was just getting ready for the big game.
No. He bent over.
You're telling me my husband was having sex with a horse and they killed him?
Yeah. I should have directly told you that. That's my bad, man.
The fact that you had to dance around
it. Yeah.
But imagine if the cop was like this, if it was just...
Yeah. Hello? Yes. What time is it? Hello?
You Barbara Jefferson? Todd Jefferson's wife?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, your husband's dead. He got fucked to death by a horse. We got to wrap this up.
That's how fast it went.
They just throw it away?
They would just throw it away.
This is a I've never heard of this thing.
Yeah, but it's funny. You can't find the I tried to buy it.
Amazon?
I couldn't find it.
God, Amazon always has this kind of shit on it.
Yeah, you got to watch that documentary.
I have to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
What? 5 out of 6 out of 10 IMDb? Rotten Tomatoes liked it a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't go really. I think there's just obviously some foot. They couldn't get interviews with the fucking the wife and the daughter.
But what does this really mean? Let's try to think this out. Because they say it's a taboo topics like this. This isn't taboo. Something happened. Because what would lead you to want to have sex with an animal?
No.
You've never looked at an animal and gone.
I know what it is.
What? Trauma?
No, they've talked because I've heard interviews with people that are into bestiality.
Beasties. The Beasties. Is that what the Beastie Boys are?
No. And it's their affinity and their love.
So they're in love with animals.
They want to get so close to nature and animals because they love it so much that they find them erotic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so strange.
I know. It's like when a guy fucks his car.
I know. I saw that guy, but that guy's really mentally – there's something
– he loves cars.
I love cars.
Yeah.
I would never – there is no sexualization of it.
Yeah, I know. You don't love them that much, though.
I do. I love it.
People have sex with balloons.
That's fine.
People have sex with everything. Trees.
Trees I'm kind of okay with.
And people just have – I don't know what it is. Maybe you think they were molested by a car or molested by a tree and therefore –
An old Mitsubishi Galant fucked them when they were 7.
Or maybe it could be this. Maybe it could be, you know, let's say a guy – I fuck cars.
Yeah.
And it turns out that my dad – was super into cars, but my dad
got in a car accident and died.
Or my dad molested me
in a car.
In a car.
On the and that's the car you love having sex with.
Yeah, or something like that.
That could be close.
That could be close.
Is that close, Rude?
Yeah.
Are you following any of this logic?
We shouldn't be talking talking about this in front of you.
Well, what? It's a real thing. It's a real documentary.
Yeah, it's so sad to think, though.
It's disgusting. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. That's so gross. Don't fuck animals. Why? People is fine. People seems fine. I guess there's something wrong. There must be something wrong.
It just reminds me of when Jeffrey Dahmer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
This is going to like the darkest podcast today. We're the deepest.
Oh, forget it then.
No, because by the way.
I don't want to talk about Jeffrey Dahmer.
All right.
All right.
But
Jeffrey Dahmer. It's Jeffrey Dahmer, so he would capture men, right?
Yeah.
He would drill a hole
in their head. Milwaukee.
And he would put acid in their brain. Because what he wanted was a live human body that just didn't think.
Yeah.
You think that has a lot to do with bestiality in terms of like...
Like, that's like necrophilia. That's when people have sex with dead things.
No, but he wasn't dead. He wanted the body to be alive. But he didn't want the thing to think.
Oh, it's like Frankenstein. So
like a warm-blooded, but just the sex
doll
that just couldn't make decisions and was kind of brain dead.
The worst story about that, did you hear about the guy? He ran away from his house. There's Jeffrey Dahmer stories of people that know, you know.
Oh, I know.
He ran from the house.
He was high or something,
and
right?
He ran into a cop.
Yeah.
He had a hole in his brain.
Yeah.
And the cop saw this guy, and Dahmer ran up quick enough and was like, he's just drunk. He's my lover. He's wasted.
Yeah.
And the cops were like, get out of here, you crazy kids.
Right.
They didn't see a fucking hole in his head.
Yeah.
How insane are these? How dumb were these cops that they were just like, you're partying too hard. Go home. Hit a hole in his fucking head.
How did those cops keep their job?
Milwaukee.
Right.
It's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Dude, you know Wisconsin is they don't have many laws up there. You can have as many DUIs as you want. You know we're a 3-strike state? If you got 3 DUIs in California, you'd be suspended license for the rest of your life. Forever. If you got 3 DUIs here, you can never drive again. You're done. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wisconsin, there is no limit. You can have as many DUIs as you want. You can keep drinking and driving until you kill somebody.
That I don't know, but there's a far cry from that and, you know.
But I'm saying that's their lax laws.
Letting a Thai guy getting eaten.
They can just keep getting DUIs and nobody cares. So if that's your lax law, imagine all the other laws.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's like they must not give a shit.
And it's funny that because Dahmer went up there. He wasn't from... Wisconsin.
Nobody wanted to live around. There's a college campus there called Marquette.
But there's other college campuses. There was a specific reason why he went to Wisconsin, I think.
Well, Marquette's a religious school. He was religious.
Uh-huh.
And so he was a devout Christian.
But Ed Gein's from Wisconsin?
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Something about Wisconsin.
Something about Wisconsin.
That is really
weird. But
then
when I played Wisconsin, I went to Madison. I played comedy on A Street.
Comedy on State.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's the greatest club and the greatest people I've ever met.
Period.
Period.
Period. Yeah, it's the best.
That was one of the best clubs. I miss stand-up so much.
I know, Bob. It's okay. I do, too. I do, too, baby boy. It's okay. It's okay. Rudy, you see what you did? This is all because of you. There's been so many goddamn fucking videos put up now. Like, we can't even keep up with how many videos are like. Did you see the guy in Northern California that was like, fucking Asian piece of shit?
No.
Oh, my God.
You have it?
He's just sitting at dinner. He's, like, sitting having dinner. And he calls... Asian racist in SF.
What's on down there?
Here it is. Look at how fast that came up. Look at this tech CEO.
You need to leave.
What's wrong?
You
need to leave.
Asian piece of.
Whoa. Okay, say that again. Yeah, say that again. Oh, now you're shy?
Say it again.
Say it again. Now you're shy?
What's wrong with you?
Say it one more time.
Middle finger.
I'm sorry, you need to leave.
Yeah,
he needs to leave.
That is not appropriate.
Trump's gonna fuck you.
Trump's gonna fuck you. Fuckers need to leave, he says.
You need to leave.
Asian piece of shit.
Oh my god.
Right, you fucking Asian piece of shit, this guy. This guy is a CEO of a huge tech company.
Not anymore.
No.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But he's drunk. He's obviously drunk.
No, his apology. He said he was totally sober. No, he was blacked out, of course. Yeah, he was drunk.
Yeah, it's like...
So are you allowed to be racist if you're drunk?
I don't know what I've said drunk.
Yeah, but you don't attack people for... You don't turn into a racist just because you get drunk.
But I've said crazy things drunk.
You would never be out having a drink and go, hey, you fucking blacks! You would never... That's not... Yeah, maybe it would... Actually, now that I think about it, yeah, maybe you would.
No, but I could say stuff like, God damn, fucking dark, loving it, man. Shit me like the fucking color of your darkness.
Yeah, but that's hot.
Yeah, but like something would come out.
But this guy's blatantly...
I would probably sing a song, right? Or something, right?
Sure.
Hey, Friole, Friole. You know what I mean? And do something like that, and then people tape it.
Yeah, but this guy's...
Why am I defending this
piece
of shit?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm defending this piece of shit. BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah, like your podcast co-host. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's incredible. Bob and I both used it. You can get online and get help.
This is something that... Can I talk now?
Yeah.
This is something that Jules and I have used. It's so easy, and it's also during quarantine. It just is a service that I think a lot of people need, man.
It's also nice to talk to someone that's not in your direct house that you live. It's exactly. Nice to see someone that you don't live with.
But BetterHelp has a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide, baby.
That's right, baby. All over. They want to help you start living a happier life today. And genuinely, when you read the website, you can see the testimonials. A lot of people have gone on there and been skeptics. And you try it out. It's worth it. It's worth your time.
It's therapy that's affordable.
Yes.
And it's super easy to use.
And financial aid's available. So if you can't afford it, if you're really kind of bumming out and you're like, well, I don't have any money and I'm sad. That's probably why I'm sad. It's because I have no job and stuff during the pandy. They can help you out, get you help both financially and genuinely with another human.
Visit their website and read their testimonials.
Read them.
That are posted daily.
Yeah, that's right. BetterHelp.com/reviews. You can find it out. Go to BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's help with H-E-L-P. A ton of people have used it. Over 1 million. A special offer for you guys. 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
MeUndies.
You guys.
I'm wearing them right now.
What underwear are you wearing right now? MeUndies?
I'm wearing the panda ones.
Does it feel nice? You're
it feels
sitting
so good.
On a heaven cloud?
It cups my genitals so perfectly.
It's got a perfect little place for your sausage and the peppers. You should check out MeUndies. If you've never felt them on your tush and your pip, yeah. You need to.
I like the designs. Awesome. I have one that has like a raccoon on it.
I got pizza on one.
And the fabric is like, it's so silky and nice.
Oh, I don't know what they do. Space age stuff. But they have regular colors as well as the patterns, matching pairs. So you and your partner, me and Bob, should wear the same pair to the studio.
That'd
be cutesy pootsy.
Hey.
They're so comfortable. They come in sizes of extra small, which is Bobby, to 4XL, which is Rudy. And they're so soft and comfortable. And they we have an offer for you guys, first-time purchasers, 15% off, free shipping. They send it to you. It's a no-brainer. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get 15% off your first order, free shipping, 100%
to get your guarantee. 15% off for your first order, first free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/BadFriends. That's MeUndies.com/BadFriends. When people say, because I haven't really, I've never really talked about this because, you know, it drives me crazy when I see, like, I'll go on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'll see it's like, you know, a public service announcement from like Asian actors. And stuff. I'm never, by the way.
You're never asked.
I'm never asked to do it.
They know better. Right? A, you won't do it.
I won't do it,
and
but
B,
I've
if
never
you do,
asked,
you'll fuck
you
around.
Know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm Daniel Day Kim, and, you know, anti, you know, racist rhetoric is wrong. You know what I mean? And I'm Ken Jeong, you know, and we're all the same people, this and that. I'm never invited to that.
Yeah, because they see one episode of this show or hear it, and they're
right.
Like, oh, no.
Right. So, but I'm anti that too.
What?
I feel the same way as other Asians. I feel like, you know, the rhetoric that's happening, I'm not going to say the guy's name or people's names, but when you call, you know, the coronavirus Kung Flu and you call it the China virus and all
sure.
that stuff, it incites, you know, these feelings amongst certain sections.
Asians.
No, of certain white people in this country.
Oh, you're saying them. Oh, it incites.
And incites, yeah. And incites something within them, and then they are more vocal about it. Right?
Sure.
That's inevitable. That's common sense.
Well, but it's hard to communicate that because it's like saying how do you assume that one leads to the other? But you have proof when you go, when you aggressively say something about immigrants, automatically we see the video in Arizona where the girl's like, "You fucking go to Mexico, bitch."
Yeah.
It becomes this like they justify it.
But
they justify saying it.
But I'm not, I don't think that I'm
say it.
I think that cancel culture is a little out of control.
Well, sure.
And, you know, does this guy deserve his whole life to be ruined because of one drunken mistake?
No, I know what you're saying. What you're saying is...
And, you know, I don't know if I'm there anymore with that.
No, okay, let me say this, though.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I agree. You shouldn't have your life ripped away. This guy shouldn't have his entire life ripped away forever. But that being said, now that we live in this time that you know... You could be filmed. Why would you black out, be at a table, and when someone does pull up a camera, you still double down and go, Asian piece of shit.
I know.
He doubled down.
He did double down.
If he in the video went, I'm sorry, I've had too much to drink, and I'm acting, I got to go home. He probably could have fixed it.
Yeah.
But you have two ways to go. But also...
Because they turn the camera on, they go, all right,
say it again. Yeah,
At that point, listen, white people.
Yeah.
You can say racist shit.
Well, say it to me.
Oh, sorry. White people.
Yes.
You can say racist shit.
Thank you.
But we've said this before on the podcast. When a camera comes out, right?
Yeah.
Learn how to act.
Turn it up. Oh, okay.
Learn how to act.
Right on.
You switch characters.
If you want to be racist, let's put it like this. If you want to be racist, do it at home. Do it in the goodness of your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be a racist inside.
All the Asians you know. Bring them into your house.
And do it there.
Do it there.
Go, fellas, I need to have a chit-chat with you.
Yeah. You fucking pan-faced gook, enjoy the fucking pot roast. Right? And Steve, from his workplace, is like, this is a weird dinner.
This is strange, but this is a very good pot roast, Martha.
Yeah.
No, but I said that about, what's his name that used to own the Clippers? What was his name that he got in trouble? Donald Sterling?
Mm.
Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend taped him talking shit about black guys inside of his house. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I was on his side, because all he said was, I don't want you bringing big black dudes to the game that you fuck. And she taped him. He knew she was cheating on him. And he was like, just don't bring them to the games.
Yeah.
The big, big, beautiful athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he racist? Maybe. I don't know. But he was just being a cock in his own house. If you're going to be a dick, just do it inside.
Yeah,
stay
but also
inside.
In that specific incident, like, it's like racism is when you're derogatory in terms of like putting a race down beneath your own race almost.
Below you, yeah.
Right? That obviously he was threatened,
well,
you know
yeah.
what I mean, by big black beautiful dick.
Well, that's because he knew she was just getting slaughtered.
Right. Her vagina is just like juicy from it. Right? It's juiced out from it. You know?
Yeah, it's just like if you're like...
Right.
It's been murdered.
She you know, just squirting out, you know what I mean? Just having a good time.
A field day, yeah. Well, she was loving
the vagina's
it.
Probably, if they had, could make a face...
He was just an old fat white guy who was jealous.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Yeah,
he was just a fat, porky dude who was jealous.
But like, yeah, this right here
different
is
story.
Incited by the rhetoric that's happening in this country.
That Asians are responsible. I hope
so
we find out.
It's fucking crazy because, number one, those people obviously aren't Chinese.
No, they're not Chinese.
Yeah, they seem more island Asian.
I couldn't even see who the family was.
They look Filipino to me.
Is it Filipino? Rudy, can't you
get
tell?
Get a side profile of that.
Well, this says, the news today, Lofthouse caught in a video making an anti-Asian racist tirade against a family celebrating a birthday in Carmel Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say anything about the family. But I guess
I could just tell by the video.
Well, hold on. There's got to be I'm sure there's a picture of the, or there's a part of the people here. Because I think the dad gets on camera at some point, or somebody puts themselves on camera. See, he apologized.
Oh, who's the lady in the beanie?
No, that was just, you know, that's just them like an ad putting over uh-huh. something. But yeah, anyway, I mean, you know, don't this guy, well, he's got a nice fashion though, at least a very nice fashion.
Yeah, he dresses like
San Francisco
Brian
Tech.
Monarch.
So what do you think, what do you think is the responsible thing to do then? So he gets fired as CEO or does he keep his job? So if we're going to do this line of like, we shouldn't be canceling people just for no reason, right? But we also, people need to learn some kind of public lesson if you're caught like this saying
well,
shit.
What's the line? Immediately, it affects the pocketbook because I don't know what the tech company does.
Yeah.
Right? But people will stop doing business with him.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And then when you don't have business, your company, you know, will crumble. Obviously, right?
It's called solid.
So
eight.
It'll happen organically. All I'm just saying is that the mob of the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going, he should step down,
burn him alive.
You know what I mean? He should lose everything. You know, I don't really know if that's. I think.
I know what you're saying.
As a society, we have to kind of step back a little bit, man.
It's an information technology service company.
Yeah, it's done.
Look, it says, established in Silicon Valley cloud transformation experts, we lead change for consolidating in the cloud and also hating Asian pieces of shit. Oh, my God. That's in their breakdown. Yeah, so it's But honestly, there's a billion of these up in San Francisco. There'll be fucking, there'll be 10 more this morning.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Another fucking tech company? Get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. There's too many fucking tech companies anyway.
Yeah, but this thing, you know.
Well, tell me what's appropriate. What do you do to that guy, Michael Lofthouse? What happens to him? Do we put him in a public like jail? We put him in some kind of like social jail of some kind. What do? You get to throw rocks at him for a day?
No, what we have to do is get to the fucking root of the problem, right? Mm. And
cut it out like a cancer.
Yeah, but the real thing is that we have to.
That's a big sigh. That means a lot. I know. Can't fix. It's hard to fix.
Stop.
Okay. You gonna cry?
No, it's just, you know, it's strange to think that, like, because I look the way I fucking do, some motherfucker can just, at a restaurant, fucking just full-blown go on a tirade when it has nothing to do with me.
Sure.
Number one, I was born here. Number two, I'm not Chinese. Number three, I don't know where the fuck it comes from, the coronavirus.
We do.
I know, China, I know, but I don't know where... I don't know. I know, but I don't know how it came about.
Yeah, we don't.
You know, I don't know. You know, does it come from a lab? Does it come from eating? You know, animals.
Well, it doesn't come from eating animals. They proved it. That's
all right.
Wrong.
So it comes some lab, it's a lab. Wuhan fucked up. But how does that have anything to do
the rest of the people
with me?
Right.
You know. So that I go to a park and some guy goes, "Hey, you chink, you brought the virus. Go leave."
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, "What?"
What you got to do is you got to go get a real Chinese guy and show him and go, it's because of him. Not, yeah. I'm Korean.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. But I don't even know. I'm trying to think of, I don't know any Chinese people. Do you know any Chinese?
Sure.
What's the guy from the Comedy Store? what's his name?
My brain is just throwing such a bad blank.
What's his name?
Oh, this is embarrassing.
You don't know? No. We keep this. What's the Chinese guy's name?
Come on, dude.
So we don't know.
No, I do know.
What's his name then?
I.
Chan Ching.
Chan.
What's his name? Ching Lao. Chan Hun.
What is his
Ching
name?
Ching Ching. It's not like Chi Chi.
It's tongue.
Honestly, what's his name? It's going to drive me crazy.
No, I know. I'm trying to think in my mind. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm having like a brain fart.
Chow Yun Fat. No, that's an actor. Chow Yun Fat's an actor?
Yes, Chow Yun Fat's an actor. Yeah. It's
Jackie.
Chan Ching. His name is
His name is Chan Chung Ching.
There it is.
No, it doesn't. I don't.
Song Hung.
What's his name though?
Bing Bong.
I don't know.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I really don't.
Text somebody. I can't continue if we don't know.
No, but I don't.
I'm gonna text somebody.
I don't want to, because what are you gonna text him? Who's Bing
Bong?
No,
let's just see. Let's see who we can call.
What's
here.
Bing Bong's name?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. No, honestly.
No,
so,
I know, but I forgot.
I don't know. Who would know?
Chow Fung.
Chow Fung's his name.
God, dude, why is my grandma?
Chow Fung's his name.
Chow Fung.
Yeah. Change your name, Chow. Change the Chow part.
Wait, why? Why?
Fung's easy to memorize. Yeah?
Chow Fung. Chow Fung. Am I saying it? I'm saying Chow Fung? I need to make sure.
Let's call him Eli Fung.
Eli Fung.
Eli's a good name. Eli
Fung Chow. Fung Chow.
Fung Chow.
We fucked it up, but the letters
Fung
were right.
Chow, yeah.
The words were right.
Chow's easy to remember.
Chow Fung. His name is Fung Chow.
Fung Chow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Chow's easy to remember. Change Fung. Get out of Fung.
Get Fung. Can I tell you something about that kid?
Yeah. What?
I was in New York doing a 2-day shoot on something.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, "Do you want to go do Comedy Juice? Up at wherever that was at? Not Caroline's? Maybe whatever." I go over there. They're in the basement. A bunch of Comedy Store guys. Yeah. Abby Roberge was there.
Yeah.
And Fung Chow's there. And he goes, you going to stay to watch my set?
That's not the accent.
Well, he's more like, I'm trying to.
He's more like,
he's deeper. He's like, you're going to stay to. He's like guttural too.
Yeah, you
stay watch my set?
Yeah.
And I'd seen him like twice at the store. But I wait in the back. I go, yeah, I'm going to have a drink and hang out. He goes, oh, cool. Like he got excited about it. I said, oh, okay. He goes, within second, I'm thinking he's going to like ease it in. He goes up there. He's like, my mom's a fat cunt.
Yeah, stupid
fat cunt. I was like, what?
Really funny, though.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I had no idea that I didn't know that he was that like aggressive and raw.
He's so Asian.
How Asian is he?
He's so Asian that one time I needed an MC for the Irvine Improv.
Yeah.
And I came up to him.
And he bought a house down in Irvine. Was like, I already live
here. No. It's even worse.
Okay.
I go, hey, this weekend, I need an MC, and I know that you've asked to open for me over the years, and I'm giving you the shot. He goes, yeah, but I have to work.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, but, you know.
This is work.
This is work.
This is a better dream. Work. Right.
But I told the Comedy Store that I have to work Friday, Saturday. I go, yeah, but Fung, in America, you know what I mean? You can tell people.
Yeah.
Hey, something came up.
I have to
and
do this.
The Comedy Store, obviously.
That's what they want you to do.
They want you to do that.
Right.
My word is my honor.
Really?
Yeah. And he says, I come from a lineage, a line of people. We don't go against what we are worth.
Wow, I like this motherfucker.
And I go, yeah, but dude, I'm not going to ask you again.
And he goes, I'm not going to tell you again.
I will not cancel my work.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
I give him a lot of credit. You should ask him again.
But then like 6 months later, he comes up to me and goes, I fucked up. I swear to God, he goes, I fucked up. I was talking to a bunch of comedians and they told me that I fucked up. And if you could let me have the opportunity to open, I go, no.
No, that's it.
He goes, okay.
He's a great dude.
A great dude.
Will you take him when we open back up?
No.
Please?
No.
I'm gonna then.
I will.
Fung Chow, we're gonna take you. How about this?
What?
The first shows that we can do together, Fung's coming with us. Fung and Rudy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, Fung.
You don't want to commit to it?
No.
Okay.
I have this weird thing where there was this bar.
You don't want another Asian comic on the show?
That's not what it is.
You're fucking racist.
I have Asians all the time on my show, man.
Name who? What Asians open up for you?
Kim's open for me.
When?
Dante Chang's open for me.
How many years ago did these guys open for you? The last
Peter
5 years?
Kim, a year and a half ago. But I had to say, Peter Kim's so fucking funny that I told him to go home.
Why? Because he ripped too hard?
Oh, my God. This guy could rip it.
You got nervous, huh?
I got real nervous. There was this bartender at the Comedy Store named Max back in the day. Maybe 5 years ago.
Up here?
And he go, hey, man. Yeah, in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's my dream to open for you, man. I go, all right, dude, I'm doing Ontario Improv, right? This Friday.
Yeah.
You can MC. It's 7:30 when the show starts.
Yeah.
He's not there.
Where are you, Max?
I'm in traffic, man.
Buddy.
I go.
Buddy.
Turn around.
Bye.
And he, a couple of months later, he quit his job there, and I never saw him again.
Holy shit.
I feel bad.
No, you shouldn't.
Why?
Because everybody fuck... Dude, when I opened for somebody... When I the first time I got to open for somebody was fucking Billy Gardell, I think.
Yeah.
I was at the fucking Irvine Improv 3 days before I was supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I showed up. The sun was coming up. I got to Irvine at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And I just waited around. I was at... I went to like an Olive Garden for lunch. I sat in the parking lot in my car.
Yeah, it should be your number one priority.
The only thing I had to do that day was go to the goddamn show.
I call Fahim. I go, hey, you want to open for me next week? He goes, I'm already here. I swear to God. I'm already here. I knew you were going to ask me. I'm already here.
He called me yesterday, by the way. We talked for a long time.
Fahim
if you
Anwar,
don't know Fahim
one of the
Anwar,
funniest comics
easily one of the funniest comedians I've ever
good
seen
dude.
In my fucking
good
life,
dude.
Is a prolific joke writer, constantly is making new jokes. And they're very fucking funny. So please check him out because we love him.
Beachbody.
You guys, without Beachbody, I think I would be 300 pounds because I've been using this service and it's great. I use the Morning Meltdown 100.
I've used that too. It's actually really fun.
It's really good.
These are the same guys from P90X and Insanity 21 Day Fix. They know what they're doing. You can get online. If you're home during the pandemic, you can't go to your gym. You don't want to share sweat. This is a great answer, honestly. Tons of people to work with on there. Tons of different workouts you can try.
They have the best trainers
they
on
do.
Earth. They have, you know, guys like Tony
Autumn Calabrese. We love
Joel
her.
Joel Freeman, Jericho, right. McMatthews, the whole.
So many workouts. You can bodybuild, weight train, cardio. You can do yoga, which Bob and I were supposed to do together, but we had to do it separately.
Yeah.
Short as 10 minutes. So if you have nothing and no equipment, you're still good. You can access it anywhere, anytime. iPad, phone, tablet, computer, whatever. You got it in your house. Listen to Bad Friends. Can try it out for free. That's all you got to do. You can try it out for free just because you love us. Get a special membership. Text Bad Friends to 30, 30, 30. You get full access, right?
Yep.
All the workouts, all the information, nutrition is free. Text Bad Friends to 30, 30, 30. Text Bad Friends to 30, 30, 30.
Okay. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out your recipe rut.
That's right. There's something for everyone. Low calorie, vegetarian, family friendly every single week. HelloFresh delivers high quality stuff to your front door.
It's so delicious.
It's really good. You make yourself a good meal. Contactless.
Over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes are delivered to your door.
Right. It fits your lifestyle and it's extremely easy to do. If you've never used HelloFresh, it's simple. It comes right to your front door. It's almost all ready to go. Unpack it. Put it together. Put it in your mouth and in your belly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good. And it's also, they're giving back because they're making food for people in need. 2.5 million meals to charity. Isn't
good
that
people.
Nice?
They're good people.
Yeah. All right. I like that. I think that's a nice thing to do. Help them out because they're helping people out. It's a worthwhile program if you've never tried it. Go to HelloFresh.com. For a special odd order /badfriends80. So HelloFresh.com/badfriends80.
To get a total of $80 off, man.
That's a lot of money. Additional restrictions may apply. Go to
HelloFresh.com/badfriends80.
Can I show you something? I found my new sport.
Okay, tell me.
It's called, and I'm going to fuck up the name, Calcio Storicchio. Okay, let me explain this sport. This happens in Florence, Italy every year. I saw a documentary about this. This blows my fucking mind, okay? It's only in Florence, Italy, and it's three teams, three different colors. The
First
color.
Of all, let me just back up for a second.
Huh?
This literally looks like Spartacus. Like
Bob,
even the saturation of the film, is this a 1960s?
This is 2019, but it's in Florence, and they don't have good technology yet.
Okay.
Okay. Look at me when I say this. It's the most insane sport that no one talks about because it only happens in Florence.
Uh-huh.
Three teams, the colors of the Italian flag. The team you play for is the district you're born in. You're not allowed to go, I play for Liverpool. Oh, I play. Now I get to play.
Right,
no,
right,
you're
right.
Born there. You stay there, right?
Yeah, I like that.
The game is a combo of rugby, soccer, wrestling, and fist fighting.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
When the game starts, these men on the front line, you'll see.
Okay.
They get to fist fight, and whoever goes down, you have to stay down until a goal is scored, then you can get back up and fight again.
Really?
The front line has to fight, the back line tries to score.
Okay.
Watch this fucking shit.
parte. Quindi la partita è finita.
This is the pride of Florence, Italy. Look at these fucking guys.
Oh my god.
Ready to beat the shit out of each other.
Non ci sono stati,
just calm, hanging out, doing a little bob and dancing.
Importanti da un punto di vista della
and they wear these ridiculous, beautiful, like,
they look like,
okay, balls up in the air. Okay, here we go. What happens? Look down. Just fights. They're beating the shit out of each other.
You can go 2-on-1.
You can do it. Dude, you can tackle. No rules. Look at that tackle. So now that they're both down, whoever took who down, look at the kicking.
Gli azzurri, ragazzi,
no rules except for penis stuff.
Giocato.
No penis stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let me pause. That's what happened.
Scoria, no?
Hold on. Once a guy is down like this,
yeah,
like these two men,
yeah.
So the man who took him down,
the guy on top is the winner.
That's right. So the bottom has to surrender,
yeah,
like in wrestling,
right?
But he just has to stay over him, so the referee knows he took him down. He has to stay now until the goal is scored. Mind you, this guy wants to stay down. Because otherwise you get attacked by four guys. They come and beat the shit
out of you.
They come and beat the shit out of you. All the meanwhile, someone's trying to score a fucking goal in the background.
But the guy in the blue, though, he has to stay down there too.
If he got taken down as well.
If you
knock someone out and you go down with them, but you don't go down first, they're done. You can get back up and fight someone new.
Okay, let me say this. So, but once I'm down with that other person,
you have to be on the ground until the goal is scored.
Right, so it's not a good thing to tackle somebody and go down then.
Well, you don't want to be taken down as well, right?
So that's what that happened there.
Yes, he took him down with
but
him.
Why don't you, so the guy that took the other guy down has to, so he's on top of the guy.
You physically have to pin them.
Right, and then it's like, okay, I'm down too. Then the guy on the bottom would basically say, well, get off me then.
No, he can't. You have to be covered.
Well, no, we're both down.
Doesn't matter, I'm covering you.
We're both down. I'm lay on down next to me.
No, I'm on top of you.
Get off of me.
This is what I like. This is what I train for.
All right.
The fist fights are the most shocking.
Yeah.
They just look at this. Just a couple of guys just beating the fucking shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And they're from a mile away from each other. They were born at just, you know, 4 miles away. So this guy with the ball, they're passing in the background.
Yeah.
Trying to advance the ball past the fist fights. So this guy, right? They're both going down. Now what? Now he's down and he's down. They both have to stay down.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to wrestle it out until he can pin him. All right.
Down, get off of me.
No.
Alright.
No. Okay, so now watch. Let me advance it to a point. Now, oh, look at this. Two tag team.
Oh,
fucking. Let's go. Oh, let's go. Who? You want some?
Is that the judge? The guy with that has the jacket under the judge?
That's the judge right there. Look at that.
A referee?
Fuck
yeah,
out
yeah.
of here. Look at these guys. The beauty of this sport, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
They all go get fucked up together afterwards.
That's what I love.
They all go party because when it's over,
it's
over.
Yeah.
They smile at each other. Two of the guys in the documentary, one guy was from the blue team, one was from the white. Yeah. He works with him.
Okay, now this is after the game, you and I.
Yeah. Right? We're all fucked up.
Oh, man. Congratulations, man. You guys won.
Hey, we're Italian.
Yeah.
We're Italian.
I'm a... Hey, dude.
That's good. There it goes. Do that.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Hey, Antonini. Hey, good to see you.
How you doing?
Oh, good. I bruise, bruise. You know,
I bruise all over my body as well.
But you know what? It's good to see
you. Good to see you. When I told you.
Abofaculo.
Get off of me. You did not get off of me.
Because I want to be there.
Hello, but we're already both down.
It does not matter. That's what I like to be.
You're on top of me.
Hey, I can't get on top of my wife. I get on top of you.
Florendo, I'm not gay.
I am not gay either.
But you gyrated.
Yes, and I kiss your lips.
Yes.
No rules.
There is a rule. It's against the ordinances.
No, it's a no rules.
Get off of me. Don't kiss
stay.
My lips.
I'm going to stay.
Don't come on my belly.
Let me buy you a drink.
Okay. Let's do it again.
These guys beat the life out of each other. Here, I'll turn the volume down on this. You need to hear the announcers. But so these guys just beat the shit out of each other until the ball can be advanced.
Holy shit.
I mean, it's a contest. So
it's
when
insane.
You say gladiator, that's what it is.
Yeah.
This is.
Look at the guy's bleeding.
Oh, bleeding.
You can't do that.
One of the guys in the documentary had
what's
a.
What's the documentary called?
I'm so. What's, in.
It's called Calicio.
Calicio Storicio. Calicio.
I have to watch this shit.
Yeah.
I have to watch this shit.
But there's a documentary on Netflix. I think it's called Home Game or something like that.
Really?
I think Home Game might be right,
Calicio.
But. Storicio. Storicio. I wish I knew how to say that.
Calicio Storico?
Storico. Calicio Storico.
Here it is. is an early form of football that originated in the 16th century Italy.
Wow.
Once widely played, the sport is thought to have started in the Piazza Santa Croce in Florence.
Right. In the Florence Square.
Wow.
Right. That's what they said. Keep
it's amazing.
What else does it say in there? Does it tell you...
That's it.
Wait, so, yeah, and it only takes place in Florence, and this happens every year. These guys come back, and they beat the shit out of each other every single year. Here we go. In Italian, let me spell it. C-A-L-I-C-O, right?
Calcio storico.
Calcio storico. I was not that far off.
You're very good, because you're Italian. You should fucking know that.
No, I should have known this. What? What did you see? You saw three seasons
of Alone.
And you fucking loved it.
I saw the one that's on Netflix.
Phenomenal.
I've started the new season.
Oh.
I'm four episodes in.
Dude.
So good.
So fucking good. Are you watching it, Rude?
No.
Why?
I saw seasons.
I'm watching anime.
Oh, my God. God.
She just sits there on her days off.
Just
sits there on the bed and just with her iPad.
Yeah.
And just watches 16 hours of anime. I don't know what that does to the mind.
Rots it.
Yeah, maybe.
Or are you going to be an illustrator one day? Can you draw?
No.
Oh, well, fuck it. What are you doing?
I saw season 4, season 6, and I'm starting with season 7. And I'm going to say...
Alone is so good.
It's good. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. But I think one of the seasons, a guy that was that you thought would never be that would never win won.
Yes.
So it's, a lot of it is, you know, it's not necessarily skill.
Oh no.
Lot of it is mental fortitude.
Right. And also, you get these medical tests. People that have seen the show.
Yeah.
If you don't pass the medical test, you could feel great and be doing great. If they see that your body's eating away at your fat, I'm sorry, your muscle,
yeah,
they might take you.
But I would love to try.
Bob.
I'm not saying that I'm going to last 2 or 3 days.
How long? I mean, you would.
I just want to try. I want to see if I can last 48 hours.
How about this?
Yeah.
We should set something up. We'll have the crew set something up where you and I go and we spend 24 hours alone in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
And all we've got is a sleep tent.
The 10 things. I want the 10 things.
No,
that
you don't
they
get
have.
10 because we're going for one day.
I still need the 10 things. I need my tarp. I need my machete.
No. You do get a machete. We'll get knives.
Can I get a cooking pan?
Yes. And a fire starter.
Can I get space age food?
No space food.
From the fucking astronauts.
One can of beans.
You know how the astronauts have dried dried foods?
Dippin' Dots. That's where that came from.
Oh.
One knife. One tent. Knife, tent, fire starter, can of beans. That's all you get.
No can of beans. No food.
Okay.
You're going to hunt our food.
You're going to eat.
I'm going to trap.
Joshua Tree's the desert. There's nothing out there.
I'll trap something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Knife, fire starter, a pot or a pan.
Yeah.
Water, because there's no water source up there.
I need wire.
You need 10-pound wire, 20-pound wire.
To set my traps.
Yeah, okay. That's 5. What else?
And then I need... I need a snake stick. I need a stick.
Snake stick?
A stick that I could take a snake.
A spear? You have to make that.
Oh.
You have to make that.
Okay.
Okay.
What else do I need?
Then you get to bring...
No water.
No, you have to. There's no water source. You can't... There's no water.
Let's go to a place where there's a water source because I've learned through Naked and Afraid and through Alone how to do it.
What do you do to the water you find in a lake?
Well, some rivers, like... I'll tell you a story. My dad and my family went to Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably maybe 8 or 9 years old. We went to Yosemite. And there was no bottle of water back then.
No.
So we were driving along, and I was thirsty.
Yeah.
I go, Dad, can we stop somewhere because I'm thirsty? He goes, no, there's no place to stop. I go, I'm so thirsty. So he just pulls over, and we go to this field with this lake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's not like a lake. It's a pond almost.
Yeah, it's a pond.
Right. Drink. And you don't know.
Yeah,
so I drank out of the fucking pond.
You could have got dysentery and died.
I went to the hospital.
No shit.
I almost died.
What did he say?
He goes, you said you were thirsty. You know what I mean? I go, he doesn't know any better. I know that the water has to be flowing. Or sometimes when you take a lake, you dig another hole so that the water flows into that other hole. It filters out the soil.
Bacteria can still get in there.
Right, but then I would boil it.
You have to boil it.
So I would boil the water.
Okay.
Right? And then because of Alone, I would set little traps.
Yeah.
Right? So I'd take a rock and a little stick, and I'd put like a you know, Skittles or something.
No, not Skittles.
Or whatever lures the animal.
You did not. You're just when they set those traps up.
A Boston bean.
Do you love Boston beans? Yes, one Boston bean.
The candy.
Yeah, I know.
Everything loves that.
You're gonna put it right down there.
Right there, and put the little thing.
Yeah.
And then
a heavy rock, right?
Yeah, heavy rock, and the mouse will go Boston bean, and it will stick the, and then his fat hip will hit the fucking stick, crush. Right. I don't know how to gut an animal.
Well, that's super important because how are you?
Yeah, I make assumptions.
Oh, you might know.
Yeah. So what I would do was take a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Right? And I would shake it first.
Shake the mouse or the knife?
Yeah, to see if it was dead.
Oh, can you hear the Boston baked bean rattling around inside there?
Yeah. But I would be, and if I, like this, I went, you know what I mean? I would stick it back in the rock and just walk away for
wouldn't
a
week. Wouldn't you just crack its neck?
No.
That's I would do.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh, you couldn't do that?
Yeah.
Rudy, could you crack an animal's neck?
No.
If you had to eat it, if you knew you were going to eat it, could you just crack a little rabbit's neck?
Maybe.
And I saw my grandmother.
So I would take the rat, you know, shake it.
Yeah,
it's dead, right? And immediately I would just take the dick off.
Why? Why the dick?
I don't want to eat it.
Don't
want it out.
What if there's a lot of protein in
there? I don't want the dick. I just take the dick out.
The dick probably is inside their body.
Well, I know where a dick generally is on any animal.
If you blow on their nose, the dick pops out.
Oh, really?
No, I would have do no that. Idea.
Right. So then I would gut it. I would take an army knife and take the belly.
That's right.
And slice it open, and I would peel the skin off.
Right. You have to skin it because you want to keep the skin.
Yeah. So I try to peel the skin off the best I could.
Yeah.
Right. And then I would gut it down the middle and just take everything that I can from the inside.
All of the organs?
Yeah.
And would you eat the heart and the liver?
No.
You're supposed to.
I won't. Because I don't know which one is good.
Right. You don't want to guess.
What's the tastiest portion?
Well, the meat is going to be the best.
Right. So I'll just take and then I would stick a stick through, you know what I mean? And I would just, like a rotisserie chicken over the fire.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should set something up. The bad friends in the desert.
But snake, I don't know how to do.
Well, I'm not eating a snake. But snake, there's like it doesn't taste.
Yeah, but in a survival situation, you can see they do eat snake.
Some of them, but I'd rather just eat vegetation if I can find it.
Yeah, I have to get a book on what herbs to eat.
What you can eat because you could get some berries and you could get fucked up from them.
Yeah, or certain frogs if they're too colorful.
Well, then they're poisonous.
If there was like a gay frog,
they're.
You know what I mean? Like an elephant.
The frogs are gay.
No.
He's
but like,
sound like, what's his name?
Well, you know how some frogs are like, here I am.
I'm a frog.
And they have like purple. They have a whole thing.
And they go, ribbit.
Right.
I'm a frog.
And so, you know what I mean? It's like, I won't eat those because I don't want to get fucking high.
Yeah.
You could die or you get really sick.
Did you just fart?
Yeah.
In the middle of.
Gay frogs. Stop when I talk it. About gay frogs,
it's stop it.
I get gassy.
This isn't a big room.
I know. I get really gassy.
Can we call Fancy B?
Andreas.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
you
baby
look cute
boy.
Today. What's
hey,
the
so
date?
Good to see you.
What's the date?
What's the date today?
What happened today?
Wow. You guys like, yeah, you're excited too about July 13th?
Yeah. We couldn't be more. We're so excited about July
13th. When I woke up today, what a special feeling I had in my gut.
Yes.
I go, this is a monumental moment here. What is going on July 13th? And I thought maybe there's some sort of historical relevance about the day.
Is there any relevance about today?
But I didn't.
There's tons of relevance. I'm going to tell you. This is very important.
Uh-huh.
So in 2016, 40 years ago, on July 13th, Prime Minister David Cameron resigned from his duties at the UK.
Holy crap.
Because of Brexit.
Oh,
so
wow.
The beginning of end of the UK.
Yeah. Wow, Bob, that's important.
That's important.
What else happened today?
Well, like 35 years ago in 1985, then Vice President Bush became acting president for one day because Ronald Reagan went under surgery.
I remember that. Wow.
I think he tastes power then and then.
Then he got hungry for it. What else? Did anything else crazy happen?
Yeah. 47 years ago in 1973, the investigators for the Watergate discovered.
I remember that.
Watergate.
Yeah.
They discovered that Nixon had a secret
recording system. Yep.
Yeah.
What did anything? Right.
Democratic.
Democratic the building.
Yeah.
Did anything else happen today?
Yeah. Sorry.
Anything else happened today on this day in history?
Plenty of things. Like 206 years ago, this is my favorite. This was why I got really interested in this day. Italy created the Carabinieri.
Yes, the Italian with the hats. Yeah, that's
right.
I know that too.
The National Guard.
I thought it was
in Italy.
Yeah, it is today.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have a question. Who the fuck holds a mic like that?
Well, how he's pinching it?
Yeah.
Hold it how you hold your penis. How do you hold your penis? Yeah. That's how you hold a
microphone. That's how you hold it.
Oh, Andres.
Oh, Andres, very nice.
Bueno.
Bueno, español.
Yeah. Español. Okay, so look, today in history was an important day. You did a great job. It's really good to see you back on the
really
show.
Really nice.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
We miss you. Okay?
Yeah, I've been missing you.
But I've been missing you. But we've got Rudy in here now, so I don't know if we're ever going to see you again live. I got
to
tell you.
I've been coming to that conclusion.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
let me ask you, be honest, is there any resentment toward Rudy?
Be honest.
Well.
There it is.
Here it is. Yeah. Okay.
I have to say.
What is it? What is the resentment? Just get it out. We might as well get it out in the open.
He called me and he was like, we were having a discussion about the show. And he's like, he's getting a little heated. He's like, why do you need it so fast? I'm trying my best. Da, da, da. And I'm like, yo, you just need to. And he's like, well, why don't you have that bitch in there do it for you? And I'm like, what?
Wow.
He said, why don't you have that bitch in there
do
it for you?
I was your favorite foreigner.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not. You're not our favorite foreigner.
Yeah.
No, we'll take a Filipino any day of the week. Yeah. Sorry, man. She's nicer than you. She's cooler than you.
She doesn't talk back.
Right. And you run your mouth sometimes, pal.
Yeah.
You get a little caliente in here. I'd smack you around. Okay.
I know. I've been plotting against her a little bit, but yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, how can I
you're a director.
Take her down?
You're a director, right?
He's a director, a writer, producer, and
When are we going to do that short film with me and Andrew?
Yeah,
have you written that script yet?
Well, you could be surprised. I have prepared not a short but a feature for the two of you with Carlos Herrera.
He's got a feature
really?
For us.
I love Carlos. You know Carlos?
Yeah, I love
Herrera?
Carlos a lot.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. He's the best.
So do you write with Carlos Herrera?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, good.
I've been working with him.
Yeah, it's I can't wait. Let's can you give me the premise of the movie?
Yeah. It's a horror teen comedy where
you know Bobby's 50 and I'm 36.
And like imagine like something like Superbad meets Friday the 13th.
Okay.
So it's a bunch of friends, you two guys and some of your comedic friends playing teenagers in high school. Obviously there's a role for Rudy there. And you know, there's like a murder on the loose. And while they try to lose their virginity around prom night, and they have also to solve this murder on campus.
So me and Bobby need to lose our virginity.
So we play high schoolers. I think we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look like high school
kids.
No.
I know we don't, but I think that'd be funny if I shaved my mustache, cut my hair.
Yeah.
We put a lot of makeup on.
Still not going to work.
Yes, I think it will.
I think so. Imagine David.
What do you mean?
And you can have Eric Griffin, like, could be a bully and he pushes you in the lockers.
He could play like the janitor or the principal or something.
Right. The magical janitor. You know how sometimes, like, you know, what was that golfy one with Will Smith? There's always a magical guy.
The Bagger Vance.
Yeah, Bagger Vance, right. Yeah. Or the Green Mile. I love
Michael
when there's
Clark
a magical
Duncan.
Black guy.
Yeah. Oh, so he's our magical black guy.
Yeah, he's a magical guy.
All right.
He doesn't really exist, but he's the janitor of the school. He just kind of appears.
He's
like, you know.
He's at the school. Well, what if he's like an object, an animate job? Like, what if he's a talking locker? You know?
Yeah.
And the vents up top are the things that talk. He's like, you late to class again?
Yeah,
something
like that. That'd be fun.
Andres, I like this. I want to read this script. I'm excited.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, we love you. Give us a kiss. Give us one big, long kiss. Ready? That's not long enough. There it is.
There we go. Love you, bud.
All right, buddy. Okay. Love you so much. Bye, baby.
Good to see you guys.
You hate that guy.
I love him.
I'll tell you, Rudy hates him.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, you do.
You know, it's funny.
I love him to death.
The last couple of days, I've been asking Rudy what's the matter.
Yeah.
Because she, when she looks at me or she's in the kitchen, she just has a sad, glum vibe about her.
What's going on, Rude?
And I go,
nothing.
What's going on? She goes, I'm fine.
She's plotting to fucking kill you, dude. I'm telling you, she's sharpening knives.
There's something going on. What? So, can you talk about what? Don't do the eye thing.
About the boy? Is it about the same that boy?
No, something great happened the other day.
What happened?
Can we talk about it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know that her real father, her mm-hmm. biological father.
Mm-hmm. Bill Gates?
No. He's some Filipino dude.
Oh.
Who, when he was 7 years old, he started his own family and hasn't seen Juliana
mm-hmm.
since then.
Yeah.
And last night, was it? Or 2 nights ago?
2 nights.
He reached out to you on Facebook?
Yeah.
And he said he wanted to talk to you.
What did you say?
And she said, okay. And they had a conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
get
was
closer
it?
To the mic. Real close.
The name of this show should be Get Closer to the Mic.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Get closer to the mic.
How was it, Jules? Was it weird? Did you enjoy it?
It was awkward because I forgot his voice, his face.
Wow. You haven't seen him since you were 7?
Yeah.
And so did you video chat or just?
Video chat.
Yeah, on Facebook, video chat.
No, when he reached out to you on Facebook, were you apprehensive? Were you like, I don't want to talk to this guy because he hasn't really reached out before?
I was curious. But then I also didn't want to talk because, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, it is weird. I have a friend who was adopted and he didn't want to meet his.
Yeah, I would assume there's some sort of maybe
resentment
or abandonment issues.
Yeah, because it's like, why'd you fucking leave?
Yeah.
If you and they're like, no, but I want to meet. It's like, well, so did you speak in English to each other or no?
English and Cebuano.
Oh, really? So you go back and forth?
Yeah.
Is his English good?
Yeah.
Has he been to the United States before?
No, but he's been in Korea.
Why in Korea?
Because his wife is Korean.
Yeah.
Oh.
He started, There's a lot of Koreans from the island of Cebu.
Huh.
It's like, I don't know.
His new wife, because your mother, they knew him and they met when they were really young.
Yeah.
Mm.
What was that? Did you want to cry or no?
No. I was just laughing because.
Dude, they say that's what psychopaths do when they're...
I know.
They just laugh instead of crying.
Jules, see how there's this much space
no.
between... Yes. See how there's this much space between the mic and my mouth? You have to eat the mic. Get closer. Get closer.
It's already close.
There it is.
That's fine. That's good. So...
We have her fucking levels turned all the way up just so we can capture her.
I know.
Because she goes like this. Ask me a question. I'm Rudy. Go ahead. Yeah. Ask me a question. Go.
So how's it going, Rudy?
He's pretty good at it.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So it wasn't as painful as you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Are you going to speak again?
He really wants to talk to me, and
you don't want
a relationship.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You're a grown up. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. If you don't want a relationship with him, you can say no for now and revisit it later.
I think it's different.
You shouldn't feel pressure.
I think it's different because her stepfather. I know because he's been to our house.
You like your stepdad.
That's her dad.
Right. That's why it's a good. Great, yeah, you have it. Yeah.
So Kalila's sister, Honey, right?
What a name.
Is Rudy's. So Kalila's your aunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
My girlfriend. And Giovanni is the husband. Is your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds like a great name.
They've had, one, two, three other children. So your brothers and your sisters are with you. Four others. Well, the fourth one isn't real, right?
Adopted, but still real.
Well, it's a real person. They just keep it in the basement. Biological. Well, yeah, they keep it away from people.
Yeah, that's right.
Sit.
Get closer to the mic. Get closer to the mic.
She keeps wandering.
Yeah. It goes straight ahead like this. You're driving me crazy. Okay, good. And so I don't think that she has any kind. I think she's okay with it because she, you know, she doesn't really view the guy as her dad.
Right.
So, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
So you and when we talked after you got we talked right after you were having the conversation with them and you seemed okay, yeah, almost happy.
Yeah.
So you're happy about it.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
All right. Good. Well, I want to see where this relationship continues. I want to see if you actually, if you guys actually get along.
We'll check in.
If you get on with him. Can I show you something?
Okay, go ahead.
You tell me if you think, give me your assessment on this pretty lady. What do you say about this lady?
She's trans.
She's the first trans woman. I looked at this 1,000 times. I was like, that was not a guy before. This is the first trans person in Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Wow.
I looked at it 1,000 times. I was like,
you lower it down? I want to see what the legs look like.
The penis? Oh, the legs?
Yeah.
Look at that fucking face.
Yeah, she's pretty.
I was like, that was never a guy. There's no chance.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
Yeah.
If you're single?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a PP, it'd be weird. It'd be hard.
You would suck the PP.
It'd be weird if
you would.
If her penis was bigger than mine, I'd be so bummed.
I know, but you would do it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Just don't come in my mouth.
Nah, come on. Back it up. Okay. I back it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, incredible. First, pretty monumental, huh? That's pretty wild.
That's congratulations.
The first to Valentina.
Valentina Sampaio. I'm going
to
look her up.
The first transgender model to appear in Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Issue and is better looking than all my exes. By a landslide.
Thank you for being a bad friend. I didn't hear you.
She didn't even fucking say it.
I didn't hear it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you fucking didn't.
You know what?
Didn't.
You're going to do it on your own now.
Now you're going to do it.
No.
Yes, you're doing it on your own.
No, it's on your own because you fucked that up. You fucked it up.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
That's great.
Very perfect.
Love it. All right.